folks, to another edition of What's on Your Mind. How bad do we want to know what's on your mind? It's the name of the show, for crying out loud. Could we make it any more prominent? With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennen. It is Holy Week, Holy Thursday today, and hope you're planning for maybe a little Good Friday, Easter weekend travel with family and friends. If you're heading out, well, by golly, try with care. Get where you're going safely. Slow down. I read a story this morning about another accident on that ice yesterday at I-94. Collision of two semis caused a fatality of one of the drivers. Slow down. We can't tell you enough. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Whatever is on your mind this morning, we want to know about it. Good morning, Todd Mitchell. How are you on this fine Thursday? I'm good. Did you see the
weather coming up? So of course I'm doing well.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's it is.
I don't know. You're not going to snow on my parade, are you?
Well,
no. What's this? I don't know things, guys.
Well, I was looking at it, and I just so it's fits and starts here. You know what I mean? We get a blizzard, then we get 70, then we get snow, and you know, now we're looking at. Well, I mean, Easter Sunday looks decent, but I've been peeking at the 10-day forecast, and I don't see an all-out breakout here. You know, I mean, Bismarck 24 right now.
The seasons, we just don't need to have the seasons all in like one day or week or whatever.
Bismarck gets the prize, though, Sunday 73 for Easter Sunday.
How about that, huh?
Yeah, and then because not everybody's going to break into the 70s in the region, mostly upper 60s. But then next week, 50s and you know, 40s kind of sneaking back in there again. So I don't know. I'm looking for just a flat-out, complete, total breakout of this weather. I'd like to see it. Hey, the Mustang is 50 years of age today. Are you a Mustang fan?
Sure. How could you not be?
Yeah, I mean, I like the Mustang. I think actually the Corvette's cooler. But I don't know. Is that apples and oranges, or is it more of a Camaro versus a Mustang?
You have to really compare Mustang and Camaro more than Mustang and Corvette. But yeah.
I don't know. When I was a kid, I just thought the Corvettes were the one that turned my head. And as far as the Fords, I would go Thunderbird is a little more cool than a Mustang. I like the Mustangs. We had a Pinto in our family, a green Pinto. That's an embarrassing chapter.
Wow, that's synonymous with cool, isn't it?
Yeah. My dad loved Caddies. He had the Caddies with the big fins always, you know, the big
there
giant.
There you go. Now you're talking.
Yellow Caddy, white top, 1969 vintage. Remember well, the sedan
nice.
DeVille. Yeah. Tan interior that looked like it belonged on some grandma's couch somewhere. Yeah,
so just a Caddy and a Pinto in the same family. How in the world did that happen?
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I think a cousin came to stay with us and we needed an extra car, so the Pinto it became. And
oh, okay.
And it was right when the you know, they were blowing up if you tapped them. Remember that whole deal? Not a good chapter for a Ford, but
only the coupes. The wagons were better about that, but the coupes were pretty.
We're going to talk with the folks. Randy Crowell will be here from the Game and Fish at the bottom of the hour. And, you know, we always enjoy having them in. And we thought, you know, if it can't be spring and we have to fight this battle of trying to get into full-fledged spring, we might as well think about all things outdoors. So Randy will be here to answer all your questions. A lot of things going on. They just finished a round of meetings on any proposed ideas from hunters on the deer side. We're going to find out how they're doing, crunching all that information, and any and all outdoor topics for our experts from Game and Fish here at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, you just tell us what's on your mind. Do you like the Ford Mustang? Are you a Ford Mustang fan? Is it the coolest car ever? Or if not, what's cooler? And if you could turn the clock back 50 years, which car do you wish you still could have, you know, parked in the driveway? Go out there and drive around in. Would it be the Ford Mustang? Which one just brings back those memories? Kind of fun. You know, I mean, I've seen all these vintage Mustangs, and I have to admit, it's kind of fun. And I'm not a giant Mustang fan. As I say, if I had to pick Ford cool, I'd go Thunderbird. I'd definitely go Thunderbird. But the Mustang, a lot of good memories. That thing has lasted a long darn time. 800 228-0550-701-258-0550. Jim in Fargo, welcome to What's On Your Mind. How you doing today?
Great, great. Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you, just a couple of days early.
I was going to say that thank you for the comedy. I was listening to the Golden Girls, and to hear Ellen Ratner complain about the press coverage in this Russian thing, I almost hit the ditch with laughter. I said, her man has been in there in 6 years. If it was a press, that man would be nowhere near the presidency. But here she's sitting here complaining about the press coverage of this Russian stuff. And I thank you for the comedy. I almost hit the ditch from laughter. I said, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Anything we can do, we should probably explain to the audiences that didn't hear what you're talking about. Ellen Ratner is a Fox News commentator, a liberal. And she and I have been friends for longer than I care to recount. And she's been a regular feature on two of our stations that are on the What's On Your Mind network, which would be KTGO and AM 1100. We do a little segment with the Golden Girls where we have two ladies, one from the left, one from the right, sort of battle out the political story of the day. And today Ellen was lamenting that poor Barack Obama was not getting a fair shake in the media over this Ukraine situation. So, thus, Jim got a good laugh. Yeah, anything we can do to provide for your happiness, Jim, we're happy to do it, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot, buddy.
Anytime. Call again, 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. You're probably partial to the caddy since you're driving one of those Schwann Cadillac luxury mobiles.
Of course.
Right? Yes,
of
exactly.
Of course I am. Sure.
And caddies are cool. See, I had my dad in the caddy history, but I also had a Lincoln. I was very my cool high school car I graduated in 1983 was a 77 baby blue Lincoln Town Car. Those things that were bigger than a boat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Powder baby blue with the white top.
Well, you know those 60s Lincoln Continentals with this what they call suicide doors. You know where the handles are right next to each other. I mean,
the
wow,
best ever.
Oh yeah.
Hard not
I'm not
to,
sure why they call them suicide doors. That's kind of an extreme name, but whatever.
I miss my
71 Grand Prix. That was a very cool car to have when you were 16, 17.
All right, the Pontiac weighs in. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, folks. We have lots of suggestions here. If you could pick any cool car from 50 years ago to put back in the driveway, what would it be? Not quite 50 years ago, but I'd give anything to have that Lincoln back. You know, with the white leather, too, by the way. White leather. I mean, the most comfortable white leather ever. You know, good stuff.
There you go.
800-228-0550. Nice. Let's get to Galen here on I-94, listening on KFIRE. Go ahead, Galen.
I bought a new Mustang 41 years ago, 1973, Tudor hardtop. Still have it, and she looks like new.
No and kidding.
Just fun to drive. I also bought a 2012 Corvette, black one. Also, just a joy to drive. So some people think, what, the Ford, the Chevy, how could that be? Mustang hasn't kicked the Corvette yet, the garage, and that's where they're at right now.
You kind of have a mixed marriage there in the vehicles, huh? Which is better?
Pure acceleration and handling, no doubt about it, Corvette. But the Mustang, I rebuilt the engine, more than double the ponies on the dyno. Both new, but that baby rumbles and goes, and so many memories.
That's cool. That's awesome. And you still got it. You bought it new and still have it to this day.
Yeah, I sure do. Met my wife in it, so I got married with it. And I, took it to the funeral 2 years ago, I drove out on 13 miles of gravel with that. Good paint job. She didn't want me to, but I did.
Think of those memories. That's a cool story, Galen. Yep. Thanks for sharing.
You bet.
800-228-0550. Here's Gene in New Salem.
Hey, I got a question on this EPA thing. What happens if a governor of our state just says, we're not going to heck with those rules. We're not going to listen to them. I mean, what are they going to do? They're just an organization. It's paperwork. We just simply don't abide by their these cold carbon standards and say the heck with it. And if you get 20, 30 other states that say the same thing, what are they going to do? Are they going to come out and cut down the power lines? I mean, simply, what are they going to do? If our state and these states just say, no. I mean, to me, the EPA is like a big bully in the playground when you were in school. Just push themselves around, and if all the rest of the kids finally just had it and said, we've had it with you. going to take you down, and we're just going to beat you up, back with you. We're not listening to you anymore.
I like your idea, Gene. Now, I would say there are a lot of lawsuits that are a version of what you're talking about. North Dakota's involved in them and taking them up, and that's, you know, about our only line of defense right now, other than just flat-out defiance like you're suggesting. There was a meeting yesterday in Bismarck, industry and state officials from 21 different states, two-day summit, talking about EPA issues. I'd love the consensus to be something gutsy like you suggested, to say, you know what? Enough. We're not going to do it. You sue us. We're done enforcing your laws. Not a bad idea. What do you think of Gene's idea here?
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, and you already know them as North Dakota's best truck wash, but now an all-new service. Megan, tell us what's up.
Yep, we are now starting to offer interior detailing services for both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment. We can guarantee that we'll get your truck done the same day.
Can't beat that deal. Call them at 701-628-1550. Now with detailing services at North Dakota's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. They're on the truck bypass south of Stanley, south of the Pinnacle Senex.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. Seize the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? 20 past the hour. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Back to the phones. Bottom of the hour, Randy Crowell, North Dakota Game and Fish, on all things related to the outdoors. We'll talk deer tags, the numbers, find out what they've learned in all their listening sessions, and lots more coming up today on the program. So stay tuned for that. Tim and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Tim.
I don't quite have all my details. I just got off the phone with a friend of mine, and I've only heard the story once, but I wanted to call your program and get a conversation started again about Obamacare. I called you when you had your Blue Cross and Blue Shield guest on, and we talked about the metal plans and the costs and all that kind of stuff. But getting back to my friend, and we talked at that time about Heidi claiming that most of her constituents are in favor of Obamacare. My friend, his 92-year-old dad, had a stroke, started having seizures on Sunday, and they took him to the hospital, and they started going through the paperwork, and it's all changed since Obamacare. And one of the questions was, does your dad have any money? And he says, well, what's that got to do with anything? And they said, well, if he has money, he gets put on what's classified as observation, and Medicare and Medicaid doesn't pay until his money's gone. And my friend says, well, what happens if I don't sign? And they said, well, you have to sign. And he said, well, what happens if I don't sign? And they said, well, then you don't have the right to appeal the classification. And he said, well, what's the chances of getting an appeal? And she says, well, it's pretty good. So he signed the paper, and they moved along in the registration process and getting his dad in and everything. And they got to the next person, or he went then got his dad all in, and he went to the business office to file an appeal. And that gal told him, well, you can file an appeal, but out of everybody that's filed one so far, none of them have succeeded. And so they kind of force you, they force you into it by Obamacare. I think the hospital was going along and doing what they were supposed to, might have misrepresented them a little bit to get them to sign, but they're under the strong arm of Obamacare also. And I guess I wasn't going to bring it up, but in addition to that, my wife went to a doctor. I took her there, and she used to work at the hospital, and the doctor was complaining big time about the amount of taxes that he has to pay and how much paperwork there's starting to be. And then we went to the local pharmacy that we've gone to for 30 years, and the pharmacist was complaining about all the paperwork and saying that Bismarck's going to lose a lot of doctors because there's just too much paperwork and too many regulations with Obamacare. So, you know, Heidi, if any of your people are listening, you've done a lot for North Dakota. You're a great servant. You've dedicated a lot when you've been sick. Yeah, you've done a lot for coal. It supports a lot of jobs, but I call bullcrap on Obamacare.
All right, Tim, you're not alone there. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Rick and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. The telephone number, what's on your mind, Rick?
Hi, I was just talking, listening to the news this morning about the 50th anniversary with the Mustang, but I've never wanted a Mustang. I always wanted my dad's old car, which was a 1970s Chevelle Supersport 454.
Ooh. The Chevelle. I forgot about the Chevelle. A lot of good memories there, huh?
Yeah. I only got to ride it once before he traded it.
Oh, no. That so that's the one you'd want.
6 months
if you could
old.
Pick any, you could pick any. You'd put that one back in the. You'd put that one back in the driveway.
That one would be back in the driveway, without a doubt.
That's a good memory. What color?
It was a metallic blue.
Oh boy! There you go. I could see that baby right now.
Yeah.
50th.
I have a picture of it, of me sitting in the front seat at 6 months old.
50th anniversary of the Mustang. Is that the coolest car ever, or is Rick Wright the Chevelle SS has got it? Appreciate the call, Rick. Thanks a bunch. Here's another.
I have to say, the Mustang was not the coolest car in 1964. I'd have to say it was a Studebaker Avanti with a supercharged engine. They're way ahead of their time.
All right. Mustang not necessarily getting all the love today. On the anniversary day, what do you say? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here's another that came in actually during the break.
Good morning, guys. Ed here. Why not? If I could go back and buy a car from the day, it'd be the Barracuda with the Hemi in it. That's a man's car. What do you think, sir? Let her rip. Have a good day.
A man's car. Let her rip. All right, I like it. 800-228-0550. We're going to keep this debate going, by the way, through the program on our Facebook page, too. So if you want in on this, never fear. There's Plenty of time to do it. Wendy says she likes this one. Mike says, I have always wanted a Mustang convertible. Original tires and rims, something in a 64 to a 66. Like it. Marla says, love the old Ford Mustangs, but if only one car in our driveway, it'd have to be a 57 Chevy. Got it. Kelly, why not? How about you?
I'm going to have to say it's got to be the Pontiac GTO Judge would be the best car.
The GOAT. Didn't they call those GOATs?
I believe so.
Yeah. Did you have one, Kelly?
No, sir. I'm only 27, but boy, I've dreamed about having one forever.
That's pretty good. 27 and have a little appreciation from some of those old vintage cars. I love it.
Yes,
that's great. Robin, I used to beat goats in my Grand Prix, but, you know.
The Grand Prix would beat the goat?
I beat a few.
Wow. Yeah. Now we're getting into some trash talk here, by golly.
Oh, I love GTOs. Absolutely love them. But let's just say there were a few races.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. What's that, Kelly?
I heard a rumor, too, that they might be bringing back the GTO Judge in 2015 along with the Trans Am.
Let's hope so. Let's go back to the future. I love it. Thanks.
Sweet.
Mike and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
The old 64 Chevy SS with the 409 and a Muncie 4-speed car choice.
I heard something about a monkey. What was that?
The 64 Chevy SS with the 409, original 409 and a Muncie 4-speed.
Oh, okay. 4-speed. There you go.
Muncie 4-speed. I got it. All right. I
love
it.
You're not going to put those hydraulic shocks to bounce the front end up and down like some people do these days. Who decided that was cool? Hey, let's ride in a car that bounces really high instead of like ride smooth. Cheech and Chong, I guess Randy Kryl says.
Ralph and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ralph.
Hey, this is Ralph and Minot. On a sunny day, and there's nothing better than a 1970 GTO Judge.
There you go. The GTOs probably have more votes than the Mustangs today. We're not giving much love to the 50-year anniversary of the Mustang here today, but that's all right. We want to know what you think the coolest car ever is. Keep it going on Facebook, folks. We're going to talk to Randy Crowell.
We can. It was a Pinto.
No, I didn't think it was a Pinto. That was the corniest car ever. But I am more of a Corvette guy than a Mustang guy. More coming up, folks.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You there, driving the rig. How goes it? With each passing mile, does it seem like you're leaving something behind? Like your future? If so, there's someone who wants you. Nuvera Environmental Solutions, formerly Power Fuels. We're in North Dakota, in the Bakken oil fields, the part of the country that's been in the news. Nuvera is making our own news. We're a company putting energy into sustainability in the oil fields. What does that mean? That means you can drive for a company that actually cares about the environment while caring just as much about your paycheck. Start with a generous signing bonus that's part of a commission-based salary. So the better you work, the more you make. Get amazing benefits, even for family members living out of state, along with healthy servings of our 401k program, flexible work schedules, and vacations. Drive smarter. Drive for Nuvera. Visit Nuvera.com/careers or call 701-842-3618. That's 701-842-3618.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What have we done by asking the question whether or not the Mustang on its 50th anniversary is the coolest car or not?
Yeah, you bring up a Pinto. That's what jinxed it all.
I think so. I think that's what did it.
Kyle's got a very good point. We're missing a key car in this entire discussion.
We haven't had one come up yet. Which one did we miss, Randy?
Well, I'll tell you what. My wife, I talked my wife into going over to the Mandan Buggies and Blues here last year, and she literally fell in love with the old Impalas, the mid-60s Impalas. But I still think, and I agree with you, that those whoever the caller was before, the 64 through 66 Mustangs were my favorite. The cherry red convertibles, man. They are the nicest car I think that they ever made.
Yeah, but that's not the car you brought up, though, when we were talking.
No, that was my 64 Buick Skylark. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Any of the AMC cars. You pick the Pacer.
Oh, my gosh, the Pacer, Gremlin.
The Matador, the Concorde.
The Gremlin. Don't forget the Gremlin.
All those, that whole series of
the
crap.
Gremlin that you could get with Levi denim interiors.
Yeah.
We don't see that anymore.
That AMC line of cars came out right when I was about ready to graduate from high school, like in 1976. And so there was the Gremlin and the Pacer and the Matador and the Concorde and the AMX. Yeah. And they were
Ambassador
just...
Ambassador was the big one above the Matador. Yeah.
And they were just... crap.
I'm sorry. We've got a few calls here that are waiting to weigh in on the car thing, so we'll get those going, and then we'll crank up your questions for Randy Crowell, Chief of the Wildlife Division from North Dakota Game and Fish. Bob and Bismarck, we're going to go to first for Randy, but let's get the cars one out of the way here first, because Bob has a question for Randy. Chris and Garrison, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I think the 1969 Dodge Charger, the General Lee, is the best car.
And that's back now in some form, isn't it? Isn't the Charger cranking again?
Yeah, but I don't like the newer ones, though. You can't touch the old ones.
You like the original.
You know, Dukes, Bo and Luke would not be caught dead in a four-door Charger.
Never.
Just saying.
Never.
All right, Chris, thanks. John Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, a 1966 Thunderbird convertible. A beautiful lady to ride with you. Cruising around Lake Country, that's about as good as it can get.
There you go. And then American Graffiti, you watch for a movie at some point. Yeah, remember the Thunderbird and the graffiti movie? Love it, John. What's that?
Pardon?
What year was that one?
57 in the movie.
Was it? Okay. Yeah.
But 66 Thunderbird, that's a beautiful, beautiful car. Well, it's the same car as the 64 or 65, but the rounded back seats, beautiful.
I love the memories cars bring back. This is great. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Orland in Minot, how about you?
Yeah, I've been a mechanic for 55 years, and I've worked on a lot of cars. But I think the 55, the 56, 57 Thunderbird, and the 1957 Mercury Turnpike Cruiser two-door hardtop.
Turnpike Cruising hardtop. Wow. I didn't know
That's
there was a
big
Mercury.
Boat.
I didn't know there was a Mercury Turnpike.
Those were huge.
Big boats.
Yep, it's a huge boat. But it's an immaculate-looking automobile, especially the Turnpike.
Were those Fords fun to work on?
The Fords?
Do you like working on those?
Well, I've worked on a lot of them. started out as a mechanic in 62 and been working on them up till about the last 5 years. So I've covered a lot of automobiles. And another car the GM built that I haven't heard anybody mention was a Vega.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you lived where salt was used on roads heavily, because rust was a huge issue.
We're going to save that whole debate for another day. Worst car ever. That'll go in the...
that could be a whole two-hour show. Yeah. Give us your
That's
worst ever car story. Wow.
Oh, I love it. All right, Arlen, well, it's great to hear from a Ford mechanic. My grandpa was a Ford mechanic, Ray Hannon in Madison, Minnesota.
Thank you. I worked in Reno. At Bartlett Ford for a year, too.
Is that right?
Yep.
Heck of a deal.
I'm sure Orland would agree that every 55 was a lot better to work on than so many other cars, because back then you didn't have pollution control stuff on them.
Believe me, you could take a dime and go out on the road and get a car back into the shop if you wanted to. Not anymore.
Isn't that something?
Exactly.
Yeah, I love it. You know, Orland, appreciate the call, appreciate the memories. Thanks a bunch. Here's a story. I didn't know the story. My dad died a few years ago, but my uncle Bobby, his younger brother, told me a story about my grandpa Ray, who died when I was very young. I mean, my last memory is like looking in the hospital bed at him, which I probably was 5, 6, 7 years old, something like that. But he was such a good mechanic, a Ford mechanic, that the Ford plant in St. Paul wanted to hire him. And he was illiterate. You know, he had like an eighth grade education. So he was totally fearful of like going to work for the big company. So they said, we don't care about whether or not you can, you know, your education level, you're such a good mechanic. Come here. We'll get you a secretary. She'll do all that stuff. Don't worry about it. He wouldn't do it just because he just was so far out of his lane. But just story I learned just in the last year. Yeah, but a neat story. But he was a great mechanic,
neat.
I guess. Yeah. Casey Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Then we're going to get to our Game and Fish questions here. Go ahead, Casey.
Morning, Scott. Love the show.
Thank you.
I can say about the cars is I'm 38. I was a big Dukes of Hazzard guy when the General Lee came to the Civic Center. I begged my parents to go, got in it, and died and went to heaven that day. So, I love that Charger. But I called to tell you a quick story that I heard yesterday from Jim Scully calling the Dodgers game, talking about Jackie Robinson, how everybody was wearing yesterday, number 42, Jackie Robinson Day, in honor of great American hero, Jackie Robinson. Backstory, really cool. The Brooklyn Dodgers went to Cincinnati. Big-time death threats. Serious, so serious, they called in the FBI, local police. They had sharpshooters out in right field in the stands. They had them on the post office overlooking first base. They had them out in left field. They had sharpshooters all around to try to protect Jackie. So the Dodgers are meeting before the game, and there's a lot of tension, and they got to play a baseball game. And this guy, Gene Hermansky, says in the middle of the meeting, I know what we'll do. I got it. Let's all wear the number 42, and that'll take the pressure and tension off of Jackie. And they didn't do it, but it broke the tension, and they played the game, and obviously nothing happened. But here, all these years later, now they're all wearing 42, and that's the rest of the story. This Gene Hermansky who came up with the idea for everybody to wear 42 for Jackie. Pretty neat story.
That is a good story, Casey. Thanks for sharing. Glad you're listening. Appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. A man not too proud to admit he once owned a Buick Skylark, folks. The chief of the wildlife division, North Dakota Game and Fish, Randy Crowell, is with us. Randy, nice to have you back.
What's wrong with a Buick? I don't believe
that Buick Skylark.
Pinto lover, you.
That 64 Buick Skylark was the first car I ever owned. I bought it from my grandmother, who used it to haul a lunch out to the men in the field when they farmed out by Creary, North Dakota. And my favorite story about that car is the first girl I kissed in that car I married.
Well, there you go.
Exactly go. Right. So it's a very sentimental car for me. So
you weren't in a church parking lot in Dickinson, were you?
No, this was on a country road outside of Devil's Lake.
I see. There was a story in the Dickinson Press today about the a Hillside Baptist Church calling the police in Dickinson to say we've got a couple kissing in our parking lot. Stop this immediately. And evidently, this passes for news in the Dickinson Press, I guess, but the officers were unable to locate the couple. So I was just checking.
No, it wasn't. No.
All right. Anyway, let's get to business here. Bob and Bismarck, our first question for Randy Crowell today from the Game and Fish Department, answering your questions at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, first of all, my favorite car is a 65 Chevy Impala 409 Screamin' Baby.
And good the other choice. Question good, I have good choice.
Is, why does Game and Fish not have preference points for moose, elk, and sheep?
Okay. The reason we don't have preference points for moose, elk, or sheep is that we'd have basically 10,000 people with the same number of preference points. Right now, with the limited number of licenses that we have available, and we have about 10,000 people every year that apply, the preference points wouldn't do you much good. And on the downside of having a preference point system is you'd virtually guarantee that no young person would ever get a license or have a very, very limited chance of getting a license, or somebody that was new to the sport of hunting would ever get a license if you institute a preference point system. And so this is a true lottery. You take your chances and see what happens.
Anything else, Bob? You still there, Bob?
Yeah, no, that's it.
Got your answer?
Yep.
All right, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550.
Oh, this comment and question is for the Game and Fish gentleman who's going to be on today. I had a buddy who recently got his combination online, and it said it was charging him $1 for his certificate. Well, so he called down to your office, and they told him, well, that's just the way it is. He said, but it says on there, I paid $1 for a certificate. So when are you going to send it in the mail? She said, well, no, we don't. You have it. He said, well, no. And this went on for several minutes, and he knew what was going on, but he decided to call in and razz a little bit. Finally, he said, so you mean to tell me that I got to pay $1 for a certificate that I print out using my own paper and my own ink at my home? I have to pay $1 to be able to do that. And she said, yeah. My question is, when are you guys going to fix that? Because that is extremely ridiculous.
Well,
the Game and Fish Department has become nothing more than a bunch of extortionists, in my opinion. But the good news is we're all flush with cash because of the oil boom, right? Right, Scott? So we can all afford that. So that's my comment. Bye.
Oh, my goodness. A little bit of cynicism there for you to address.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. First and foremost, the Game and Fish Department does not set the licenses and fees and that this gentleman's talking about, or any other licenses or fees. It is set by the North Dakota legislature. The dollar certificate's been there forever, and it's part of the package when you buy your license. And if the gentleman doesn't like the dollar certificate, he can go to his local legislator and they can introduce a bill and get rid of it. It's that simple. The other thing is, as you mentioned, we're flush with money. It's really important that people understand that the Game and Fish Department does not receive any state tax dollars at all. We're self-supported, funded by hunters and fishermen, and federal excise taxes on hunting and fishing equipment, by the way, which is the only two times in American history that taxpayers went to Congress and said, please tax us for this purpose, was the hunting and fishing programs, the excise taxes on hunting and fishing equipment. And that's what funds game and fish state programs all across the country. Some states get state tax dollars. We do not.
All right, short break. JW's on the road. Jackson Litchfield has questions for our guest. Randy Crowell, Chief of the Wildlife Division, North Dakota Game and Fish, answering your questions today on What's on Your Mind. More when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself tour, July 14th through 18th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. The tour includes visits to North Dakota State University's Commodity Trade Room in Fargo, North Dakota's Port Services and Train Yards in Minot, the
the shipping terminal at the port of Grays Harbor in Aberdeen, Washington, and an aquaculture facility in Washington State. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed by the Soybean Council. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself tour by or before April 30th. Simply log on to ndsoybean.org to apply or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-239-7194.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
What's on your mind more with Randy Crowell, Chief of the Wildlife Division, North Dakota Game and Fish, in just a moment after I tell you about our friends at High Plains Apache. North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota's home for Apache sales and service. And as you're getting ready to get back in the field and need a part, they have the new ET Ag Center at High Plains Apache, which means that you can pretty much get anything you need right there, 50,000 parts on hand. But if they don't have it, they'll ship it right directly to your door. So as simple as a phone call, you give any of the crew a call at High Plains Apache in Mandan, and they're going to take care of you. Tyler and Greg and Tim and Sean, great crew there, do a great job. And, again, right to your front door, quick service if they don't have it, which most likely they do with some 50,000 parts. And not just the Apache sprayers, because obviously they're your dealer for Apache sprayers at High Plains Apache, but these are sprayers that work for all brands. So they're the go-to folks, all right? New sprayer, you can go no better than a Apache, got some used gear as well, but the parts thing, been talking a lot about it lately because of how much it just gets you back going. World's largest source of ag application parts now at High Plains Apache, East Court, Southeast in Mandan. That's just across from Bonanza, across Maine there in Mandan. Call them 701-663-2375. They're in Fargo, too. Phones, let's see who's next here. Looks like Jack in Litchfield's first to go for Randy Crile. What's on your mind, Jack?
I just wanted to ask Randy if he could talk to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife because they're slaughtering all the trees out here. I'm surrounded by U.S. Fish and Wildlife land. I'm an organic farmer, and I'd kind of like to keep the ecological system that I built up from 1980, but they keep killing all the trees, and nobody's stopping them. And I called them, and they said, well, we don't want any big birds nesting out there. We want to bring back the older birds that we used to have, like the prairie chickens. And I said, well, I'm 64 years old, and the prairie chickens left in when I was 4 years old. Said, if you want to help something, get rid of the coyotes. Don't take the trees. But can't Randy or anybody stop them?
Jack, I think we've talked before. I remember you were down by Litchfield. Yeah, we've talked many times. You're down by that little refuge that's down there.
Stony Slough Refuge, right?
Stony Slough, that's right. We've talked before. You know, the Fish and Wildlife Service, they're allowed to manage their property as they see fit, and we don't have the ability to tell them what to do or what not to do. I do know that they try to remove what they call predator perches. They try to be discriminatory about how they do it. They don't do a scorched earth policy typically where they remove everything, but they remove ones that are in close proximity that may have a negative impact on ground nesting birds like pheasants and ducks and partridge and grouse, that kind of stuff. And so I don't know exactly how they're managing that area. Like I said, that's not our responsibility and not our authority. But we visit with them on occasion, and we certainly could ask them about their plans for that area. And you can give me a call. You got my number. Just give me a call.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Nice talking to you, Jack.
Good luck, Jack. Thanks. Appreciate it. JW on the road, listening on KCJB up in Minot. Go ahead, JW. You're on with Randy Crown.
Thanks for taking my call. I have a kind of a two-part question for Mr. Randy. I'm from Fairview, Montana, and I enjoy paddle fishing. And it seems last year the talk was going to a lottery, and I see that they to do that this year. But on the other hand, they raised the out-of-state tags to $25.50. I want to know why they said that, and they insisted it's not about the money.
I think we lost him, but I guess I think I can answer those questions.
I don't think because that hurts and kills more fish than me catch one a year and then someone going and catching, you know, 10 or 15 in one day.
Okay, there's like three things there. One, the legislature adjusted all our license fees last year, and most license fees hadn't gone up in 30 years. And so it was time because our fund balance was declining because of just basically inflation over 30 years. And so the legislature went through the legislature with basically no opposition on either side, and it was deemed reasonable. In fact, the only criticism we got was from people that thought we weren't asking for enough. And we said, no, this is enough. We just need enough to be able to meet meet the needs of people like to hunt and fish. There was a law passed that would allow for a paddlefish lottery if the population drops to a point that's required. Paddlefish are pretty rare fish, and between North Dakota and Montana, we manage them very carefully. They're prehistoric fish. They were here when the dinosaurs were here, and so they're very susceptible to the influences of man and what we've done to the world, and so we have to take very good care of them, and so we're real careful with that, and at some point we may need to go to a lottery so people know that they have a license instead of going up there and then having the season shut down, because right now we run it on a quota. Once we reach a certain quota, then the season shuts down. So our fisheries guys wanted to have that tool available. They decided not to use it this year, and that's a good thing. The third part of his question was this catch and release question. Scientific studies have shown that you can catch a paddlefish and they have and then release it. They have an amazing ability, an amazing immune system to be able to deal with these wounds, and they heal over and they live for decades. And so we would not allow a catch and release season if it was detrimental and caused a high mortality rate. The mortality rate amongst fish that are snagged and released is very, very low. And we know that from all the mark and recapture work that our fisheries people have done.
Appreciate the call, JW. Thanks for listening. Steve southbound on 281 listening on K-Fire. Mark's up in Fairview listening on KTGO. Bob and Grafton on AM 1100. And lots of other folks waiting to weigh in with Randy Quile, Chief of the Wildlife Division, North Dakota Game and Fish. More of your calls for him after the news break next. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.